Some of the many thousands of Australian tourists turning up in Bangkok are seeing a very different Thai capital. Police using rubber bullets and tear gas have been fending off demonstrators trying to overrun the office of the Prime Minister. Protesters are demanding the government resign today. Peter Lloyd prepared this report.
Bangkok in the grip of running street battles between security forces and demonstrators. They are led by Suthep Thausaban, an opposition politician who's quit politics to lead a broad coalition. We demand that the government return the power to the people, he says. Mr. Suthep, with the backing of his old Democrat Party, wants to replace the elected government with what he calls a People's Council. It's a coded phrase for the appointment of a parliament chosen by the mob, the monarchy and the military. He makes no mention of elections. The Prime Minister isn't having a bar of it, and she's worried how this looks to foreigners.
I think first of all, we care the foreign people. Government try to be patient with the situation. We don't want to have the violence.
Her name is Yingluck Shinawat. She's the sister and, say some, proxy for her brother, the exiled Thai leader Thaksin Shinawat. Mr. Thaksin lives in exile in Dubai. He fled Thailand to avoid being jailed for corruption. It was recent moves to bring him back to the country under an amnesty that lit the fuse for these troubles. Bob Amsterdam is lawyer and lobbyist for Mr. Thaksin and his so-called red shirt movement. To him and many other observers, the power play in Thailand involves the monarchy, an institution preparing for transition from a revered old king to a crown prince for whom there is palpably less regard.
I've spoken to Thaksin recently and his views are that he's deeply concerned about events.
What do you make of this expression, the People's Council?
It's simply a mask of the restoration of the monarchy. I mean, the age of the king weighs on the minds of many who are diehard royalists. And the other thing that people have to understand is that Suthep and the Democrats cannot win an election in Thailand. The theatrics of what they're going on today is very clear. They want a restoration of monarchy because it is the only way they can maintain influence.
Has there been, in your view, a significant enough statement from the monarchy against the notion of violence to solve this problem?
Because I frequently visit Thailand, I'm not allowed to say.
It's a question that's never too safe to answer about a country in political deadlock run from a capital at flashpoint. There's a government that says it won't go, and a protest movement determined to make that happen today.
Peter Lloyd reporting.